It's Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092, 216-474-0092. Your turn to jump in if you want to talk about tonight's game, how you think this thing's going to play out tonight. And, you know, you look at what the Cavaliers have been able to do. They lost the first game 121-112. They lost the second game with 1.1 seconds to go in that game, 120-119. They bounce back to make it a 2-1 series with a 126-104 win in Game 3. Then you look at yourself in Game 4. You have no idea what happened, especially when you're watching the screen and they're down 40, trying to figure out a way to get back in the game. Second half of the game, your best player, Donovan Mitchell, doesn't even come back on the floor because he's dealing with an ankle injury. We do know that Donovan today was at shoot-around, so that's a good news, I hope, to see if he's going to play tonight. The Cavaliers lose that Game 4, 129-109. The Pacers just need to win one of their next three opportunities to beat the Cavaliers, and then this thing is over, and they move back to the Eastern Conference Finals if they can knock the Cavaliers out. Would we say 95% chance when you're trailing 3-1 in a series that you are going to get knocked out? Will the Cavs get knocked out tonight? I just don't think so. I think they win tonight, and they push this thing back to Indy, and we'll see what happens there. If they can win in Indy, which would mean a second win in Indy in this series, then you'd get a Game 7. Was it Sunday night? They would end up coming back here, and you'd have an opportunity to try to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. I know it's a long, long story to try to get past tonight, and really only tonight's the only thing that matters for the Cavaliers. They're on TNT tonight, 7 o'clock tip-off. Of course, we're going to get you ready for the game over at the Cleveland Derby with Afternoon Drive. Those guys are coming up in about a half hour. So if stop by, say hi to the guys, show them the energy, show the Cavs a little bit of love. Let's see what we can get before they walk into this game tonight. Jeff Phelps, how do the Cavaliers win tonight? How do they bounce back from Game 4?
As silly as it sounds, Andy, just go play your game and play good basketball. I think they're a better team than the Indiana Pacers. And before the series, I talked about the Pacers being a good team. I really like the Pacers. I like the way they play. I love their coach. I think the Pacers have some great talent and love their scheme. I think the Cavs are a better team. And the Cavs haven't shown that so far. Injury's part of the reason why. Get everybody out there. Hopefully everybody's feeling all right. And do what it is that led you to 64 wins in the regular season. I think it's that simple. Only thing that gets in the way. And I know when they played in the regular season, two of the games were late. In one game, they sat everybody. The last game of the season, you know, both teams sat everybody. And then they played earlier in the season in back-to-back games. And then this playoff series. They've played 8 times this year. Indiana has won 6 of those 8 games. That mean anything?
No, because the last two didn't. Two of the regular season games meant something.
All right, so they won 3 of the 4 regular season that you can understand maybe don't mean anything, although the game the Cavs won, Halliburton didn't play.
Right.
But
right.
Now they've won 3 of 4 in the playoffs as well. You know, maybe this is just a terrible matchup for the Cavaliers. Maybe.
Well, I think that's what it's going to say on the tombstone of this season. They met the Pacers, and it just wasn't a
tombstone.
Good. Well, that's right. That's true. If the season ends tonight, I just what a burden that is to think about that. Going into a game, going, you know, if we don't play, it's over tonight. We can't, you know. Hopefully, we can get. I don't see the Cavs playing that way. Daryl said that they were pretty loose over practice. Things felt pretty good.
They're always loose.
Yeah, why wouldn't you be? I you're at home. Just play basketball. I don't disagree with any of the things that you just said. They just cannot get ice cold like they did. Not only did they have bad defense the other night, they had bad offense the other night. And I know I was talking at the beginning of the show, and it was a little bit tongue-in-cheek about, you know, the way they played in the second half and how the bench, you know, at least it wasn't a 40-point loss. It was a 20-point loss. And I don't know why that felt better at the end of it. Maybe they did figure something out in the third quarter that they'll be able to use in tonight's game. But, you know, I don't know how you can I understand how you can say that, but I also know the big picture. Donovan Mitchell wasn't out there. So, and Mitchell didn't get some of the calls in that game the other night that he normally does, the one where he ends up on the floor after, you know, after laying it up off the glass, which really, it drives me crazy when he does it. I love when he scores, because then he's got an opportunity to catch his breath, get back up, and go play some defense. When he doesn't score, it's a 5-on-4 the other way every time. Every time. He's out of bounds on the other side.
Fans are allowed to get excited about anything that happens with their team. I mean, that's part of it. Mm-hmm. Teams want that. You follow your team, you get excited. I think it's intriguing to look at what's going on right now in the playoffs and maybe reevaluate some things about your team, whoever your team is, and maybe with the Cavs. In the Eastern Conference, the teams that are left happen to be the top four seeds. So that worked. But seeds 3 and 4 are leading their series 3-1. The Knicks, you know, and the Tatum injury was bad, but they were going to win that game anyway last night. They were up by 7 when Tatum got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And at least it seemed that, like they were going to win.
Although early on when I was watching the game, I was like, oh, Boston's got that. I think Boston, I thought they were going to win. Yeah.
But the Knicks are just scrappy. And then Indiana's up 3-1 on the Cavs. And over in the West, Houston and the Lakers were the 2 and 3 seed, respectively. They're out. And you have 1, 4, 6, and 7 left.
Hmm.
And, you know, though it played out exactly according to numbers from the regular season in the East, it didn't in the West. And it just screams to me something that years ago, and I've mentioned this on the show before, I was covering the All-Star game in Houston years ago. I mean, and it was many, like late 80s, I think is when it was.
Okay.
And I'm in the locker room, and I was talking to Kevin McHale. Because the Cavs.
Bing?
No, was just doing my job.
No, that's
I wasn't hanging out. I wasn't hanging out. I was just doing my job.
And Kevin was playing in the game, right?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it was a long time ago.
Okay.
And the Cavs were really red hot. And, you know, they were a great story. And I asked McHale about the Cavs and, you know, what he thought about them moving forward, you know, the rest of the season, playoffs and everything. And he said, yep, they've played great basketball. But really, all that matters in the NBA is who's playing well in late March and April. And I kind of looked at him like, okay. And he kept going. He said, you know, you can do everything you want to do. You get hot in March and April and you're playing well, you can make a playoff run. If you're not, it doesn't matter what you did before that. And I think this holds true. You know, the Cavs were clearly the dominant team in the East, closely followed by Boston. Well, they're both down 3-1. And Houston was really good in the regular season. Lakers were pretty good in the regular season. They're out. Who's playing well in late March and early April?
One of them is a team that went to the Eastern Conference Finals last year. That's Indiana, and the way they're playing against the Cavs right now, that's how they kind of...
And they finished the season really well.
Yeah, they did. If you could map it out, that's probably the way you'd want to do it. But, you know, you can't blame the Cavs for playing great basketball all year during the regular season.
No, and see, that's the catch.
That's the hard part. I mean, you want to play. I think you still want to play the way the Cavs did. But
Cavs played well down the stretch, too.
I don't know. Is there a trophy for best record in the East?
I wonder, do you think that the Cavs resting guys late in the season? You know, when they had things clinched and
I would worry if they played game one, if they would have came out, well, they kind of did, but... You know, to come out and be flat. I mean, is there something?
Two games against Miami, you know, they had to compete.
But is there something to be said about playing the 10 seed, you know, in the first round and just blowing through them like they didn't even exist? And then they quit the last two games. Ugh. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. I mean, Indiana could be thanking Milwaukee for a very, very hard series to get them ready for this series to kind of raise the bar for the Pacers. And I believe that. And they had the magic, you know, the magic dust that helped them get the game 7 win to get here and then to get the game 2 win with 1.1 second to go. It's tough. We always sit around and talk about rest or rust. I think it's a media thing to talk about those things more than we do, but there's some truth to it. Richard is in Euclid. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Richard.
How you doing? A question I got to ask you. I'm not going down tonight. Okay. I was there at Golden State, man, and it's going to hurt to see if I'm celebrating on our floor. So I sold the tickets.
Okay. But it's not like they're going to put a stage. They're not going to put a stage out there tonight if the Pacers win.
Because the other night, it really dropped when they lost that other game when we was down there. But anyway, did you notice that the Cavs The coach couldn't figure out what Indiana was doing. Looked like he would have caught on a little quicker because, you know, they was clogging up the paint, and that's why Mitchell couldn't get in. Looked like the coach would have figured that out, and I think they should start Tristan because it's going to be real, you know, it's going to be a hard game. And I think Tristan should start instead of the other guy, the other tall forward. I think we're going to need some support, a little better enforcers than what it's, than what it was. And I think, Jeff, I listened to you earlier. These 3 years, it didn't work, and I think it's time for us to go out and get a free agent with some height and some Jeff, and maybe Garland's going to have to go or come off the bench. We need some height.
Thank All right, you. Thank you.
Richard, we know one thing about the NBA, and it's the one league where teams just don't stand pat. You know, there are trades that happen all the time in the NBA that you think, oh, my God, I can't believe they traded that guy. What a huge deal that is. Boy, you know, shifting star talent around. I would be really surprised if the Cavs get knocked out, especially in this round, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
If they get to the Eastern Conference Finals, maybe a different story. I'd be really surprised if they get knocked out by Indiana if they bring back the core four intact. They could, but if you want to improve the team, I would think you'd have to move one of those guys.
Am I going to regret this? Does the whole world want Tristan Thompson to start this game?
Oh, God.
216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.